Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And Dr. Fauci, who I actually got along with, he's a nice guy. He's a great promoter, you know? Not a great doctor, but he's a hell of a promoter.
Am I building you up to be thicker-skinned about this than you are? Are you actually worried about this new sort of re-upping of attacks on you?
Well, I'm concerned about that more because it's really very much an attack on science, I think, Rachel.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
If you cross over the border, we will give you free health care, free education, all these benefits. I mean, that's a draw, isn't it?
Of course, it's an incentive.
It's okay. Buy new pickles and ice cream. Eat all you can. Be a glutton. Stuff yourself. It's all free, boys. It's all free. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hot enough for you? You know what they say. It's not the heat. It's the humidity. I'm looking at the local newscasts. You know, come on. When is someone going to take an egg, break the egg open, and put it out on the sidewalk to see if it fries? Come on. This is a lost opportunity. It's too early for sharks on the Cape. So, you know, you got to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Is that really PC anymore when there are so many hungry people in this world? Can we really afford to be just breaking eggs indiscriminately?
I think we can. Just for showbiz. That's all. I think so. 844-500-4242. So the heat's going to break tomorrow. But we have the police commissioner of Boston has been fired this afternoon as expected, the acting police commissioner. He'll be suing as expected. Another state cop has been arrested and charged with domestic abuse. He's apparently was just hired last year in Wrentham. His name is Michael Atten. And things have been looking up for the state police. It had been, what, 2 or 3 weeks since the last arrest of a state cop? But it's...
Do they have one of those signs in their workplace? We have gone 0 days since the sexual harassment / domestic abuse.
I'm sorry.
Case.
We shouldn't be laughing. I mean, it's another horror. His wife, according to the police report, fell out of her chair, and then she begged them not to arrest the guy because he was a Massachusetts state cop. I mean, he only made like $80,000 last year, but it was his first year. So, I mean, he was looking at making the big bucks, going up to $200,000, $300,000 a year. And now it appears that, I don't know. I don't know how they got the report out, though. You know, when I went to get a report on the last domestic abuse incident about a month ago, they told me they couldn't give it to me because it was a domestic, because they couldn't release it. I had to get it out of court files. But the cops just coughed it up pretty readily today in Wrentham, or maybe they got it out of the court. I don't know. Anyway, time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to thank Dr. Fauci for joining me in kicking off my other TCI, the Thanking China Initiative. Dr. Fauci follows the science, and we see eye to eye. Well, when he stands on top of the lectern, anyways.
He does have another TCI. He's the Massachusetts is, with Rhode Island, is the last state that's going to go along with doubling or tripling the gasoline tax to end global warming, actually to just keep paying off the Hackorama's pensions. Let's have a flashback of Baker talking about what a great man Dr. Fauci is. Cut 19.
One of the things Fauci also said over the weekend was that no one's really tested these vaccines against each other. And one of the other things he talked about was the fact that they are just now studying whether or not people who've been vaccinated who come in contact with the virus might carry some of the virus with them, even though they will show no symptoms because they've been vaccinated.
In other words, Baker followed Fauci around like a little puppy dog, even though he's a foot taller than him.
So the vice president's going to Central America to find out the root cause of the migration. Kamala, I can sum it up in four words. Everything's free in America.
That's basically what the president of Guatemala said today, right? Let's play that cut. Have we got it? The president of Guatemala. Here it is. Oh, here it is. El Salvador. Cut 27.
If you cross over the border, we will give you free health care, free education, all these benefits. I mean, that's a draw, isn't it?
Of course, it's an incentive. I mean, everything in life is pros and cons, right?
Yes.
So you have, for immigration, you have a con that probably you don't know the language, or you have to, the journey is a difficult one. You may die in the journey. If in the end you will receive a lot of things, of course, the pros go up and the cons go down. So it depends. It's an incentive game here.
Is that guy going to be canceled for stating the obvious, that they're coming over for the freebies? Like that guy that was the Lawrence man, Juan Doe, that we were talking about, who got $24,000 in free Medicaid benefits, just pleaded guilty in district court in Boston on Friday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first, do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change? About 55 years ago, apparently.
One of my favorite restaurants has a reduced menu, all right. Reduced to nothing.
Right, right. We got a text from Bruce from the Met saying he couldn't use his gift certificate at the Barley House because they went out of business. But apparently the Barley House still has one of their restaurants is open in Concord, New Hampshire, and they will honor all gift certificates at the Barley House in Concord, New Hampshire.
Every time phony Fauci clicks send is an attack on computer science.
He's a victim, don't you know? He's the greatest healthcare professional of our generation. Just ask Charlie Parker or Andrew Cuomo, with whom he forms a mutual admiration society.
This is Tony Fauci. I learned so much about COVID from hanging out with Dr. Jill Biden over the weekend that I think my COVID opinions are evolving.
Let's have the beeped version of Joe Biden as Dr. Jilly and Dr. Fauci arrive in Harlem yesterday. Cut 13. Yeah, that's in New York City. What did Joe Biden get in New York City? Probably about 80% of the vote.
Dr. Jill has new advice for AOC. Si se abuela.
Yes, we can, Grandma. Is that what that means? Let's have some more of the Fire Fauci chant. Cut 14. Not everybody loves you, St. Anthony.
Hey, Howie, isn't AOC supposed to refer to her grandmother as Abuelex?
You know, like Latinx, which I guess nobody... I don't think too many people in McAllen, Texas, especially the ones who voted Republican on Saturday for mayor, I don't think they refer to themselves as Latinxes.
Fauci's tacit approval of gain-of-function research is sort of like the firefighter who sets a fire. He experiences initial exhilaration, followed by the opportunity to play hero. And in both cases, what could possibly go wrong?
And in many cases, he gets his eyebrows, if not his entire head of hair, burned off. Someone made the comparison I read recently, said that studying a gain of function as a way to fight viruses is like searching for a gas leak with a lighter. I thought that was a pretty good way to describe it. That's certainly what happened in the case of the Wuhan lab.
It's time for Joe Manchin to switch sides and become a Republican. Team Blue hates him anyway.
Yeah. You know, they tried to buy him off. They gave his wife a job. You know, I think some kind of Appalachian Regional Commission for about $160,000. But I guess he's holding out for more from, I don't know who he's holding out for it from. But he didn't bite it. That was good. I was glad to see that. He didn't go on MSNBC to announce it. He did it in his local daily newspaper, the biggest paper in West Virginia.
An attack on Dr. Fauci is an attack on science fiction.
That's a good way to put it. That's a more appropriate description of what an attack on Fauci is.
Come on, Kamala. Let them eat cake, not cookies.
Yeah, Kamala gave the traveling press, quote-unquote, with her cookies in the shape of her head. Kind of weird. And by the way, is she going to be canceled now that she told him not to come? Isn't that hate speech? Isn't that
awfully xenophobic to me?
You know, which word do you prefer to describe her? Xenophobic, nativist, or the catch-all R word, racist? Any will apply.
Fauci, go away today. I don't feel much like listening. This man's gone. He's trying to run my life. He don't know what he's asking.
That's true. I'm sorry you just couldn't work in vaccine somehow, as Joe Biden would put it, or vaccinating, a couple more syllables.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. is 1-844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message, or you just want to hear more messages from the chump line that didn't make it just now, go to Chopped Chumps. We post it every night around 7 o'clock after the show, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first, do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change?
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to thank Dr. Fauci for joining me in kicking off my other TCI, the Thanking China Initiative. Dr. Fauci follows the science, and we see eye to eye. Well, when he stands on top of the lectern, anyways.
844-500-4242. Fauci and Baker together. It would be like the old days at the State House with Billy Bulger and Kevin Harrington.
It's again. Like that movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
About a foot difference in all of those characters, all of those pairs, those twins. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Honey, honey, how you feel me?
That's ABBA. Everybody's got a honey song of some kind or another, it seems.
Are you an ABBA fan, too?
No. No. Okay.
Good.
No. I like, that's one of those groups I kind of like one song. I like Waterloo. I think that's a pretty decent pop song. I can appreciate really flawless pop music, but I don't like that song. I don't like most of the stuff. Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from more than 27 meals every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, perfect for switching things up. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did one or more of your favorite restaurants not survive the lockdowns?
Yeah, Charlie Parker didn't mention that at his press conference on Friday when he urged everyone to return to their favorite restaurants.
Is it true we're going to have a memorial service at 6 o'clock for all
yes,
of
us? Yes, we are. Everybody's going to get a chance to name their, you can light a candle if you want to, but that's purely optional. We're going to give everybody a chance to, mention their favorite restaurant.
69% say they have lost a loved restaurant to the virus.
A beloved restaurant, yes. 844-500-4242. Try not to let this destroy your faith and the integrity of the Black Lives Matter movement. But a prominent Black Lives Matter activist, socialist, and Denver Public Schools board member, Tay Anderson, has stepped back, quote, from everyday board functions. I guess that means the school board, unquote. While an independent investigation looks into startling allegations that he sexually abused 62 current and former students. The alleged assaults range from unwanted touching to violent rape of students as young as 14 years old. 61 of those students are purportedly illegal aliens or recipients of DACA programs. The new allegations come 2 months after the group BLM 5280 and past associates of Anderson's at the now defunct youth-led gun control group Never Again Colorado accused him of past sexual assault and harassment. So it's a lengthy story, and I think I posted it on Howie's homework. If you want to read it, it's from the Washington Examiner. There aren't many stories in the mainstream media about this, as you can well imagine. It doesn't fit the narrative. The price of lumber in the U.S. has tripled during the coronavirus panic, adding thousands of dollars to the cost of a new home. Framing lumber was priced at $1,200 per thousand board feet as of late April, a 250% increase from the year-ago period when the price was about $350, according to an analysis from the National Association of Home Builders. For house hunters, that adds an average of nearly $36,000 to the price of a home. Right now, I can't tell anybody how much a house is going to cost, Alicia Huey, a home builder in Alabama, told the CBS News correspondent. A factor pushing up lumber prices is that Americans are fleeing big cities and buying new homes in the suburbs.
So will people start taking wooden nickels as currency again?
That's a very good question, Taylor. I do not know the answer to that. We'll be right back. We're going to have as our guest Bill O'Reilly. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Bill O'Reilly. You know him from maybe all the way back to Channel 7 days or Channel 5 days here in Boston. And he was the host of the O'Reilly Factor for many years. And he now hosts the O'Reilly Update on more than 225 radio stations. His No Spin News is broadcast weekday nights on the First TV. And he's got a book out, Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. And it's your latest number one bestseller, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it's really taken off. It'll be number one on the New York Times list again on Sunday. Best-selling nonfiction book in the world, Howie. Thanks for having me on your program.
That's very good. And it's we're almost coming up on the 10th anniversary of the capture of Whitey Bulger. That'll be on Friday, 10th anniversary. And
wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever figure out who whacked him in prison? Was that just a spontaneous thing, or was that a hit?
I think they know who did it. I'm not sure it was like a contracted hit, but it was just people who didn't like him. And there was one guy from the mob, he was a convicted killer, not even an Italian, a Greek guy from Springfield. And he's the one who's the prime suspect, and they've had him under in the hole basically for all this time since it happened. And they just did a. Mm-hmm. I just heard a podcast. Somebody sent it to me, and they were talking about how Whitey wanted to kill me, and after he was killed, I happened to send $100 to the canteen fund of this guy from Springfield, which is true. But they said it was a character.
Go ahead.
They said it was a character problem on my part. I didn't think so. I mean, the guy threatened to kill me. It was a tip. I didn't contract the hit. I just gave him a gratuity for his services rendered, if indeed he killed him, you know?
Yeah, just a little compliment. Right, right. I have Bulger in killing the mob because it cleaved off a little bit from the Italian organized crime, as you well know, which was based in Providence, Rhode Island.
Right.
And then Bulger was informing to the feds about the Italians, and that's what we get into in killing the mob after Valachi finally blew the Omerta thing to smithereens. Guys like Bulger popped in and got immunity from his own crimes by informing on Patriarca and the other Italian chiefs in New England. So it's an interesting part of killing the mob.
Right, and F. Lee Bailey, who was the last lawyer for Joe Barbosa, who was the first guy in the witness protection program, another non-Italian guy, Portuguese, his lawyer just died, F. Lee Bailey, last week, famous guy. Hey, listen, I got to ask you about the press release today. You're going to be doing one-on-one. You used to be with Dennis Miller. Now you're going to be with Donald Trump on the road?
You bet. Yeah, we're going on the road in December in a play, Fort Lauderdale and Houston and Dallas and another city to be named later this week. And it's the history tour. So I got this idea when I was watching the Biden inauguration. I said to myself, you know, I don't know what the heck happened inside the Trump White House. All I know is that the media, the corporate media, hates him, and then the conservative media loves Trump. But I don't know what happened. How on earth did the United States develop a vaccine against COVID in 7 months? How did that happen? And what happened in Helsinki with Putin? Does Putin speak English? Trump's in a room with him? I mean, what? So I said, you know, the only guy who can tell me about this is Trump. So it took me 2 months. I went down to Mar-a-Lago in early April, and I said, look, you know, you owe it to the country, and you owe it to the 72 million people who voted for you to go out and tell them what the heck you did. And who better to ask you than me, who you've known for more than 30 years, where I wrote a book about him, The United States of Trump, you know, basically saying how he got elected. And he mulled it over for 2 months, and now we're going to try it. 4 shows, and if they go well, we'll do many more.
Wow, that's great. What did you think of his speech in North Carolina on Saturday night? Did you watch it?
No, because I'm not interested anymore in politics as far as Donald Trump is concerned. What I'm interested in, I think he wants to run for president again. Okay? And
he dropped some hints, like you said,
well,
you know.
He told me. No hints. He told me he wants to run for president. I've been talking to him extensively to try to get him into this tour. And he wants to run again.
If he doesn't run, who would he be for, do you think?
DeSantis.
Really? No question in your mind? He wouldn't stay on the sidelines? He'd go for DeSantis?
Oh, Trump on the sidelines? No. But he wants to run again, but in order for him to do that, he's got to basically pivot and say and contrast what he actually did, not said, did, to what Biden is doing.
Right.
All right? And you can't continue to go out and say, the election's fixed. And it's okay that he holds that opinion. It doesn't offend me. I'm not calling him a liar. I mean, it's his opinion. That's what he believes happened. Okay. But what I'm interested in is how things got done or did not get done inside that White House. And if when he gets that on the record, and I'm praying it'll be with me in December, I'm praying he'll answer my questions. You know me a long time. I don't do cupcake interviews. You know that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is Google O'Reilly Trump interviews, and you'll see before he was elected the kind of intensity that I brought to him. I'm going to bring the same intensity in these shows. I want to know what happened. And he's smart enough to know who I am and what I'm going to do. And that's why I was so pleased that we were able to work this out.
So what's is he going to get a cut of the money?
Oh, a huge cut. Are you kidding? It's enormous.
So he's
if
not.
If this is successful, this will be the most lucrative concert tour, if you want to use the word concert, but that's really what it is, in history.
Are you? Is it 50-50?
No, and I'm not telling you what it is. He's the star of the show. Not
well, that's
me.
What I'm saying. You wrote a book. Both of us wrote books about the mob. You kick up to the boss. He's the boss in this case.
Well, he's not.
He's the big guy.
It's my production company.
He's the big guy.
My production company. Yeah, but he's the draw. I mean, he's the guy that's going to put 16,000 people in, you know, the hockey arena in Fort Lauderdale. And,
yeah.
American Airlines Arena in Dallas and the Toyota Center in Houston. He's the guy.
Those are
me.
Big places. How what's the tariff on Fort Lauderdale?
I think it's 100 to 300. I think that's what we have it priced at down there, and it's well worth it. It's a once in a lifetime.
You think you're going to do a bigger draw than the Hillary and Bill tour, which ended rather abruptly after. You know,
yes.
A couple of people showed up for a phone booth in a phone booth.
I think so. I mean, Miller and I, we were out for 6 years, and we made millions and millions of dollars. And it was a great show. I think anybody who saw it, we put 11,000 into Mohegan Sun. I mean, nobody's ever put that many people in. Now with Donald Trump talking about history and what he actually did and didn't do, I assume there'll be a huge audience, but who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to do the best I can.
What did you make of the Moonbats going crazy and claiming that he was wearing his pants backwards in Greenville on Saturday night?
You know, I just ignore all of this now. Let me give you a really good example, and I know people in New England will respond to this. The big story last week was this Maggie Haberman in the New York Times, who's done 130 negative Trump articles using anonymous sources. In your whole career at the Boston Herald, I don't think you've done 130 columns using anonymous sources, Carr. I don't think you have, okay? So Haberman comes out last week and says, Donald Trump's telling people he's going to be reinstalled as president in August. Did you hear that?
I did. We actually have, okay. Let's play this. Yeah, let's have listen to this Jim Acosta sound cut. You and I come from checkered past as journalists from Channel 7 in Boston, and we think of the trouble you or I would get into if we did this with Schaefer or Applegate or any of those guys.
He believes it. He thinks that there's some chance that he could somehow be reinstated as president. Somehow this year, and what he's been doing over the last several weeks is reaching out to advisors, reaching out to allies, and they've basically been trying to talk him off the ledge, Aaron. What Trump has been asking, I'm told by one source, one well-placed source familiar with these conversations, he's been asking, what do you think of this theory? And what this one advisor told me is that he's been told it's not true. Now, this advisor who is familiar with these conversations went on to say that it doesn't appear that Trump really believes that he could somehow be reinstated or assume the presidency later on this year.
So he said at the beginning he believes he could be reinstated, and then 30 seconds later he says he doesn't believe he could be reinstated.
Right.
What kind of journalism is that?
it's ridiculous. I was so happy to be brought up in journalism in Boston, I can't tell you. We had a very interesting experience at Channel 7, but then I worked at Channel 5 under Phil Balboni and those guys. And that was rigorous. I mean, you couldn't get away with anything. You had to report the facts. But this Haberman comes out and says this. I've been on talking to Donald Trump for the last 2 months, probably as much as anybody else. He never, ever said anything like that. And he would have. He would have, because we went into every area. And I'm looking at this, and I go, that's just bull. That's just garbage. And as usual, there's no source attached to it. It's false. My friends say, somebody, yeah. What? And then if you look at the background of every single day when he was president, this kind of crap happened. No sourcing, just this wild stuff. So to me, my mission now is to really get as much on the record specifically as I can to make it a situation where American people know what happened in those 4 years. Even if you hate Trump, even if you despise him, don't you want to know what happened there? I think so.
Yeah. So you think he's running?
I know he wants to. Now,
What would dissuade him from running?
Well, he absolutely has to research. See, the Republican Party is divided over him.
Right.
All right? And even though they're not going to badmouth him, not with 72 million people voting for him, a lot of people don't want him to run again. And they have a number of strong people. So you've got DeSantis in Florida. You've got Scott, the senator, in South Carolina. You've got Kristi Noem in South Dakota. All of them are viable, and all of them are acceptable to the Republican Party.
And Trump as well.
I'm not sure about that, whether Trump, I don't know. But I do know that if he wants to run, he has got to mend some, fences. I mean, he's got to present himself a little bit differently. Because Americans don't want more chaos, they, particularly after Biden, is absolutely disembling.
Yeah, I mean, this is chaos right now. I mean, 2020 was peaceful compared to this,
and it's going to get worse with all the economic problems and inflation and the supply side. You can't get parts; people won't work. I mean, this is all going to come next year to a head, and people are going to experience economic pain. And that's good for Trump because he did well with the economy. So it's he wants to do it again. Whether he will be able to do it is a complicated process. But the first thing he has to do is explain to Americans how he was successful in certain areas.
All right, Bill, thank you for being with us. And again, congratulations on having another number one bestseller with the New York Times, Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. And I look forward to hearing more about the Donald Trump Bill O'Reilly tour. Thank you. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. It's really a great product. We just ran out of it. I asked Grace's sister Alex to order some more today, so we're going to have a lot more in the studio here, and we'll be passing it out to the VIPs, and we can all use it no matter what your age is. You all want more mental clarity and focus. From the makers of Superbeats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like all other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists, and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer I'm about to tell you about today. You can get a free 30-day supply of new Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. You're familiar with Superbeats Heart Chews. That's a great product as well for your blood pressure and your circulation and just for general energy. So when you buy Superbeats Heart Chews at superbeatsradio.com/Howie, you will get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Sugar.
That was number one song for the entire year in 1969, the Archies, a studio band. And then they had to, when it got to be number one, they had to put them out on the road, kind of like the Monkees. Although the Monkees were just put together for a TV show, not just for a single song. 844-500-4242. As you can see, if you're watching social media, I'm wearing our newest T-shirt, Follow the Science, Ditch the Masks. It's a great new T-shirt. It's in black T-shirt, red and white lettering, and a bar through a mask. And you can order them at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store. 203, Bill O'Reilly, Trump needs pay-per-view along with the live dates for sure. Sign me up. All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And this is one of my favorite Trump quotes for about Fauci now, his description of him. Cut five.
Fauci said powerfully at the beginning, no masks. You remember that? No, masks don't work, masks don't. And then he went into masks, and then he became a radical masker. I would call it. If you have three, if you have four, get a pair of goggles also, ideally. And let's wear them for another 5 or 6 years. And
a radical masker, as opposed to a moderate masker or a progressive masker. But that's what he was, a radical masker. And again, not only was he making statements to big newspapers, big alt-left media like 60 Minutes, he was also writing privately to his fellow Democrat hacks that he thought masks were worthless. So he was not trying to protect the supply for the healthcare community. He didn't believe anything he was saying. What does that tell you about the guy? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm Howie Carr.